so you know you brought the nice edition.
Yeah.
We're gonna have the board party.
No, he has it on him. He has it. All right. Yeah. Yeah, I know you have, but I didn't tell you. I didn't tell you before. I wasn't Khalil face. Whoever saw the nice edition has to get a Shem Shmuel. Usually, you get the Shem Shmuel first. Everybody, Shem Shmuel was around for a long time before the nice edition was even written. The Yid that wrote the Nice Dash is a left now. He's still alive.
No way.
That's what that's why.
Nice Dash is just a licket, no, isn't it just a licket?
Yeah, but he's still alive. There's another one coming out. Yeah, there's another one coming out. Yeah. Right. Okay. Alright, let's start. It's already very late. The first the events leading up to Kabbalah Satara in order to go into this piece of Torah, we're discussing the mitzvah of Prisha and Hagbala that took place before Kabbalah Satara, that the Jewish people were commanded by Hashem to separate husbands and wives, and Hagbala, you know that the mountain was cordoned off from Bnei Yisrael, the mitzvah of Hagbala. So just in the Seder HaDvarim of what was going on that week, it was a very busy week for Klai Yisrael. I mean, before we even learn the piece, so first of all, on Rosh Chodesh Sivan, which is coming up this week, Rosh Chodesh Sivan, we know that they came from Rafidim to Midbar Sinai, right? On Rosh Chodesh Sivan, Bnei Yisrael arrived from Rafidim to Midbar Sinai, and that day, Hashem didn't give any commandments, it was quiet, and Chazal say, they explained because of Chulshas HaDerech, that Hashem, we were tired. We were tired. We just arrived and we were tired. So Hashem didn't communicate any mitzvahs on Rosh Chodesh Sivan. Then on the second day, that's when Hashem told us, Atem Tili, Mamlechus Kahanim, Begay Kadosh. Hashem told us that you are there. Told us the Psukei Hakadama. By way of introducing Kabbalah Satara, Hashem told us that we're a chosen nation, we're special, we're a kingdom of priests and so on. That was on the second day of Sivan. And on the third day, we were told the mitzvah of Hagbalah, the mitzvah of Hagbalah, which means that we weren't allowed to go up to the mountain. It was separated 10 yaros. So we were told that if anybody will go beyond the borders, beyond the boundary, then they'll die. That was on the third day. Then on the fourth day was the mitzvah of Prisha. The mitzvah of Prisha. It's important to remember the order. The order is Hakbalah and then Prisha, because we're going to see that Shem Yishmol talks about that. So first, on the third day, was the mitzvah to keep the distance from the mountain. And on the fourth day was the mitzvah of Prisha from the Isha, from husband and wife. And on that day, Hashem said that on the third day, He's going to come down to Har Sinai and give us the Torah. But we know that Ha'isif Moshe Yamechad Midaito, that Moshe Rabbeinu added on one more day. That's why, really, Shavuos that we have, you know, it's a whole Shaila in Halacha, and it's in the Shavuos HaRivosh about the date of Shavuos being Vav Sivan as opposed to Zayin Sivan, because really Kabbalah Satara took place the first year Zayin Sivan. But we observe Shavuos from the time that Hashem said to give the Torah, which was Vav Sivan. Moshe Rabbeinu added on one more day. But Hashem was Koveya, so it came out that the Ratzon Hashem was established in the world that Shavuos should be on Vav Sivan. But on the day that Moshe Rabbeinu first said will be the time of Kabbalah Satara, but really it was on Zayin Sivan. But again, this is discussed at length in the Achronim, and I don't want to get into. But anyway, these are the mitzvahs, the mitzvah of Hagbalah, of being separated from the mountain, the Prisha, in holiness between husband and wife, and so on. So let's learn the piece now from the Shem Yishmol. Inyan Shtei HaMitzvahs, Prisha V'Hagbala. The front of the page is Ayin Zayin. Shnas Tov Resh Ayin Hei. Inyan Shtei HaMitzvahs, Prisha V'Hagbala, Yesh Lema Al Pi Ma Shigadnu Kvar, Deshnei HaYehudim HaTivim Shiyad Li Yisrael V'Atem Tiyilu Mamlechus Kehanem V'Goy Kodesh. He explains, what is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling us, really, when he called us a Mamlechus Kohanim V'Goy Kodesh, a kingdom of priests, a holy nation? And the Shem Yishmol understands, as he received from his father, from the Avnei Nezer, that there are two inyonim here. That there are two inyonim. Mamlachas Kohanim v'Goy Kodesh are two different distinct inyanim. Hainu Mamlachas Kohanim Shapirish Rashi Sorim. So Rashi tells us that Mamlachas Kohanim means that every Jewish person is a sar, is an officer of Hashem, has chashivas, it's like a king. It's like a king. The chashivas of every Jew. Eina perish, so he explains, Eina perish li osar mahal umais. When the Torah tells us that we are Hashem's mamlechas kehanim, and Rashi says sarim, that we're like officers, that doesn't mean, the Torah is not telling us here that we are going to have control over the nations of the world, or that we are physically sovereign rulers over the world. Sharim ha'olam l'nisavi Yisrael liyaz moishlo mal ha'umas. Kamashakosav ha'rambam ha'helchus malachim, that it was never the desire of the Jewish people to rule over the nations of the world. They're having enough trouble trying to keep things together in Eretz Yisrael with their malchus. Certainly, that's the last thing in the world that the Jews ever wanted was to have control of the world. It was never a type of the Jewish people to establish any sort of a malchus. And it's an interesting thing because one of the code words for anti-Semitism in Europe was that the Jews are imperialists, of course. And Zionism was always, in Russia, Zionism and imperialism were one and the same, as if the Jewish people want to take over the world as per protocols of the elders of Zion, as if the Jewish people are trying to take over the world. The worst thing you could say is maybe all of the eating establishments in the world. But certainly not, we're not interested in taking over the world. The Rambam says that the tachlis of Yemei Mashiach is not that we should be in control of the world and we should be able to get revenge, that we should be able to eat and to drink and be merry, that we should have the peace of mind and the ability to sit and to study Torah and to become more and more attached to Hashem. And this way there would be nobody who would oppress us. And if we'd be left alone, if the Jewish people would be left alone, we'd be able to study Torah properly, and we'd be able to attach ourselves to Hashem and to earn Olam Haba, the world to come. That's what the Rambam says in Hilchos Malachim. Ella. So when the Torah says Mamlechas Kohanim, you're a kingdom. Every Jew is a king. And Rashi says, Sorim, ruler. So it doesn't mean rulers of this world. That was never our desire to rule this world. Ela ha-perush, and this is harder. This pshat is harder. The real pshat is much harder than ruling over the world. Ela ha-perush sorim al-atma. It means to rule over yourself. Like the Maisin Chazal, they say with the Maisin that, was it with Alexander Macdonald? I don't remember if it was Alexander Macdonald, one of the great kings. Returned from the front victorious, and he had a whole parade honoring him, you know, and the army, and the king came back, and one of the chachamim, I don't remember who it was, but one of the chachamim went to him and said, let's see now if you could be victorious over your own Yetzer Hara. Let's see if you could be victorious in your own home. Now that you're the emperor of the universe, let's see if you could control your taivas, your desires. So when it says Mamlechus Kohanim, So Rashi says, Sarim, it means to be rulers, it means to be able to rule over yourself. To be able to rule over yourself. Hainu shia guf nishma l'nefesh. It means that your nefesh, your soul, gives orders to your body. Not that your body gives orders to your nisham, to your nefesh. Your spirituality is in charge of your life. Not your physical life. Your ruchnis is in charge. Uchein shekosev, and all the Muslim svarim, this is one of the favorite psukim in the Muslim svarim, that a person who has control over his own spirit is greater than the one who can conquer and surround the city. It's a harder thing to do to conquer your own Yetzer Hara than to be able to conquer a city. Okay.
That's the story
of Alexander Mokta. Yeah. So was Alexander
Mokta? No.
You're learning pshat like that. Yeah. Good, very good. That's right. Okay. So, Ezra Gibra, Hakayavish is Yitzhak. Vizui Sarara Be'emis. That's true Sarara. That's true control. That's true power. To have control over yourself. You look at all these dictators. The dictators or powerful people, how they destroyed their own lives. Notice. It's a fascinating thing when you read about these people and how they destroyed their own lives. The wealthy, the powerful, these people, they're mamish. No one could touch them. They destroyed themselves. They're on self-destruct. Every one of them. Because they couldn't control. They couldn't control themselves. Because you see that a person has a certain koch of malchus. I mean, if a guy became a powerful leader, or if a person becomes very wealthy, you see that he has a certain koch of malchus. He has a certain koch of, he has a malchus. So that means that the person has a very strong personality. And if he doesn't control that, then if he's not a melech on himself, then he becomes destroyed by his own malchus. And that's what happens to all the malchus in the world. They destroy themselves. You just leave them alone. That your heart should be in your own control, that you should be able to incline your heart in any direction that you want. And right? Tzadikim libo b'rishuso. Tzadikim have control over their hearts. Rishoyim are b'rishus libo. Rishoyim, their hearts tell them what to do. And tzadikim tell their hearts what to do, what to want. Kinizgabra hakoch hasichli alachamri. The tachlis is that a person's ruchni is the koch hasichli, the intellect should be able to rule over the physical, over physical matter. Ubemis me is gabrus v'kibush proti zen nimshach nami is gabrus v'kibush kloli. So the Shem Yishmul says, Enochanami, that if the Jewish people are successful in this private, quiet battle, this war within oneself, if the Jewish people are masliach in that milchama, on that front within the self, Enochanami, they'll be able to conquer the world as well. Enochanami. But they won't have to fire a bullet. But they'll be able to be kibush the world. Hainu klal ha'umus ha'moinim isisol mi'avaydus ha'shem isbaruch mi'asik shleim usam. That's Mamlechus Kohan. Hashem established us as a kingdom of priests. Of course, Kohuna means Kohuna means Kedusha, it means priestess. The Goy Kaddish and a holy nation. Hainu Shiyu Nevdolu Mikolin Yoni HaChomer. V'lo Yis'avu L'mat HaMoisav. He's going to mention here, this is in Chabad terminology, this is his Kafya and his Hapcha. What he's saying here is that there are two madregas. The initial madrega is that you have to confront the enemy. You have to fight against that koach inside of you and to rule over that that's within you. That's the first thing. That's where there's a confrontation, there's a wrestling match. The ideal is that it comes to a point in a person's life when evil has been totally vanquished within him and it's been transformed into type. It's completely conquered. It's more than Sumer Avasei Toiv. Sumer Avasei Toiv is the avoda of Iskafia. Sumer Avasei Toiv. But it means that you have the Ra and the Ra is Kofuf LaToiv and you have to fight against the Ra in order to be Toiv. But the Madreig of Ishapcha Chashukla Nahira is that the Bechlal is no Ra inside of you. In other words, there's no longer anything inside of you that's pushing you towards something that's wrong. There's no longer Milchama. The side of evil has lost. And that's what he writes. That until a person no longer has taibis for these things. You'll no longer have to suppress and repress these dark impulses inside of you. That the body itself is drawn after Hashem. Again, in the Chabad Svarim, there's a darshan on the pasuk, Mashcheini acharecha narutza. That at the beginning, when we first left Mitzrayim, it was Mashcheini. We weren't holding by it. Kivar Ha'am, the Tanya says, that we had to escape. We were still running from the Eitz Sahara. So Hashem had to pull us out of Mitzrayim. It's Goy Mikarev Goy. We were very much Arangaton. We were mixed up in Mitzrayim. So Hashem pulled Mashcheini. Hashem, pull us out. Help us. But we were struggling. Then there's another madrega is Acharecha Narutza. That together, which in the Chabad Svarim, together means the Yetzer HaToiv, Nefesh HaLakis, Nefesh HaBahamas, with the godly part of myself and the animal part of myself, Acharecha Narutza, till you come to, which is Sfiras Omer, until you come, which is the avoid of Tikkun Hamidus, till you come to Shavuos, which is Heviani HaMelech HaDarav, that you're brought into the chamber of the king, which means totally Yichud with Hashem, complete oneness with Hashem. Therefore, even the mazalos, even the constellations, the mazalos for these months, the mazel of Nisan is what? A shapsel, a lamp, right? Why? Because that's the Nivma Shcheini. The lamb is just, it needs to be led, it needs to be pulled, it needs to be drawn by the shepherd. So the Jewish people, right? Mishchuchu, right? So we need to be drawn by Hashem, because we're not holding by it. We're struggling with the Yetzar, we say, Gevald, help us. So Hashem pulls us out of the Tumah. But then you have the 49 days of Sfira, which take, of course, the month of Iyar, and the mazel of the month of Iyar is what? A shor, an ox. So the avoda of the month of Iyar means kishor la'ol, means fighting the Yetzar. But you see, Pesach was a gift. Hashem took us out, Mashcheini. Like a lamb, we were let out of Mitzrayim. Sfira Sahomer, that's when you have to work on your midas, that's when you have to fight against the Yetzar, that's your malacha, that's your work. So that's already the mazel of Iyar, is an ox, which means hard work. Until finally you come till Sivan, and Sivan is the mazel of Ta'aymin. Twins, what do they call it, the twins, in English? Gemini. Twins, Ta'aymin, what does that mean? It means anivahu, anivahata. It means I no longer have a yetzara. I no longer have a will that contradicts Hashem's will. See, during by Pesach we were on the 49th level of Tumah. We couldn't even want Hashem. So Mashchein, so the Baruch Shalom pulled us out. Then during Sfiras Ha'emer is Acharecha Narunsa. We're trying. We're working on ourselves. The Nefesh HaLakis was trying to fight against the Nefesh HaBahamas. Acharecha Narunsa in the plural. We're running. We're trying. But then comes the Shavuos as twins, because then Tzeviani HaMelech HaDorav, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael are joined together in an absolute oneness. And oneness means that I no longer want something, I no longer want anything that Hashem doesn't want. My deepest rotzen, see, we're not like that, we have Ritzayinus, we fight against our Ritzayinus to try to be Avde Hashem, we try to serve Hashem, so we try to fight against the things inside of us. But there's a madrega that's called this hapcha, where the person comes to a madrega where it's no longer that fight, it's that, this is what I want. I want to get up and daven. I want to learn. This is what I want to do. People that aren't religious, when they look at us, that we're Shomer Shabbos, they feel so bad for us. And they think, you can't do this, you can't do that. And we walk around saying the whole time, we don't understand, how can a person live without Shabbos, right? Every one of us, we walk out of Shul Friday night, you say, how can a person, you know, I'm not masik, how can a person live on a Shabbos? And they look at us and they say, no, look at them. They can't do anything. They can't, it's not, they don't enjoy their lives. And without Shabbos, it's come right, and it's not a life. Shabbos is in a madrega, we can sense a little bit of Shabbos, that this is, our deepest rotzen is to have a Shabbos, to keep a Shabbos. Yeah, that's our rotzen, is to have Shabbos. And there's no contradiction. That's why Shabbos is a very big yichud. That's the Chosn and Kala, Haviani Melech Hador, the Shabbos. The Chosn and Kala both want the same thing. They're both together. That's the union of Shabbos. Ata Echad v'shimcha, umikam chisol goyachad. Right? You're one. Hashem, umikam chisol, and the Jewish people are one. Ata Echad v'shimcha. So that's the second madrega. That the guf is also nimshal chutzayin Hashem is barachina yehud mamlechus kahanim, and this is kafya. So the first thing, mamlechus kahanim, that's called this kafya. That's fighting against the evil inside of you. Be a king. Be a hero. Fight against the evil. Shaseichel machriches achoymer. But the goy kodesh, a holy nation, kodesh means separate. So goy kodesh is already his hapchus achoymer latoiv ki'ilu ba'atzmei seichel. That your physical body itself wants Kedusha, once is seeking Kedusha. Even the most physical impulses are drawn after HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like the tzaddikim, that they had such a hergish that in astronomers he calls always emunus evarim, if you look, the faith of the limbs. Klatz, moistei tarmarna, you know, that your body itself is drawn towards godliness. Ubezei yesh lefarish ha'da omru nasa v'nishma. He says, based upon this, we can understand the proclamation of the Jewish people that they said, "Nas sevenishim, we will do and we will hear." Kinasa hu beguf. Obviously, we will do means with the body, physically. Nasa, we will do. That's the guf. That's the body. Hainu shleimus aguf shleim nitzrochem shaseh liyachricha. Now, here's the opposite order. You'll see. He explains. Nasa means that we automatically want to do. Our bodies are automatically set to do Hashem's will. Nasa. I don't have to force my body to. I don't have to force myself to go along with Hashem's will. Nasa, this is what I do. Automatically. Knas hu beguf. Heinu shleimus haguf shlo yinitzrochim shaseichich v'nishma. And what's nishma? Nishma is we're listening. Hu havonis haseichu v'kabolis advar. Nishma is when you're still fighting. Nishma is I'm working on it. I'm hearing. I'm listening. I'm thinking. Shaseichu yachriyaches achayim l'kabol. Nishma means it means that you're listening to a few voices, but you've chosen to listen to Hashem's voice. But it's a milcham. It's a war. So these correspond to the two qualities of what? Mamlechas Kehanim, a kingdom of priests, and a Goy Kodesh, except in reverse order. Naseh makbil Goy Kodesh. Naseh, which means we automatically do Hashem's will without any contradiction, that our bodies are drawn after Hashem. That corresponds to Goy Kodesh. V'nishma makbil Mamlechas Kehanim. Nishma corresponds to Mamlechas Kehanim, to that initial stage. So when Hashem spoke to the Jewish people, He first told us, "I want you to be Mamlechas Kohanim and a Goy Kodesh." When Hashem gave us instructions of how to perfect our lives, He gave us in the order of, which makes sense. What's the order? Mamlechas Kohanim, which means what? Kaidim Kol Sur Meira. Let's fight. You have to work at it. And then He told us the Goy Kodesh until you reach a Madrega of Hishapchus Hashuach LeNahira. So you come to a madrega where you no longer have to fight with the Rav. That's how Hashem told us, because those are the instructions. Those are the instructions of Pisaichel. That's the way it should be given. Shekachu said of Adam shebitchilas avedus Adam bimei aluma v'dayin achayim avayshel tativa v'tzarch shehaseichel yachricha v'lat lat mishtan ativa l'tayva shegam achayim anepach l'tayv. In other words, that's the order in our lives. That when you're young, you're very much drawn after the physical things, and you have to fight against until at as you become more mature. You know how to delay these things. A person knows how to say no to the tightness of his body. He knows how to say no. That's what it means to mature. If a person would do whatever he wants. Ach Yisrael. Now that's the Seder. How come the Jewish people said it the other? We said Nasa v'nishma. We reversed the order. We said Nasa. We're shooting for the stars. Nasa means that our bodies completely are driven by godliness. And Vinishma is already, that's the Milchama. Why? Ach Yisrael iskilu shetachlis hakavon hi shegam achoymi is hapach letoiv. In other words, in the Musa Sfarim, there's something to be said for a person to make a Kabbalah, to make for himself a goal in life. And to have that goal clear before your eyes, not that it makes you meshuggah, and not that it shouldn't be something gotcha, but it's not realistic. But if a person is makabel upon himself, and he knows, this is the tachlis of my life. So the Jewish people first said, we are longing to come to a madrega of Nasa. He says that's the tachlis hakavana. That she is hap, tachlis hakavana hi shagam achoyim is hapach latoyim leitztarach lekfiyah, al ken hikdimu Nasa. In other words, we said right away, we're longing for that time. We wish we wouldn't have to go through that war. We know that we have to. We know that in reality, in life, the Seder of life is Nishma V'Nasa. I mean, that's how we live. And Hashem said, Mamlechas Kohanim V'Goy Kodesh. You don't become a Goy Kodesh right away. It's Kodesh is a Mamlechas Kohanim. Right? Nevertheless, the Jewish people said that we're longing for and we hope for and we understand that this is the Tachlis. And this is what we can become, and to see that picture of who you could be, of what you can be. Therefore, they said first, Nasa and then Nishma. Nasa is what we want. Let's begin now with the Nishma. Okay, Hikdim and Nasa. V'zehu roz, shemalachi ha'sharis mishtam shembay. And that's why Chazal say there in the Gemara, Hashem said, who revealed to my children the secret weapon of the angels that they say Nasa before Nishma, right? Who revealed to my children that they say Nasa and Nishma? Where did they get this from? This from the Malachim. Why is this the secret of the angels? Why is this the secret of the angels? Nasa? What's the secret? Because an angel has nothing pulling him in the wrong direction. A Malach, there's nothing pulling him away, Nasa. He's cooler Nasa. A Malach, his whole Metzius is just to do. The word Malach means a Shliach. Right? He has no Metzius of his own. His Metzius is just to do God's will. Therefore, Hashem said, who revealed the secret of Malachi Asharis? But he has to explain this a little bit more. Because what's the Nishma, of course, by Malach? So he says, In other words, by a malach, there's no need for him to, a malach doesn't have to force himself to be good. He says, mamash, a brilliant thing. He says, he heard this from his father. He says, what restraint does an angel have to use in his life? The only restraint he has to use is not to go beyond his mechitza, to go beyond his place. That was by us. We have to hold ourselves from falling down all the time. And we have to be kings, that we shouldn't fall down. A malach has to be a king over himself, not to go up where he doesn't belong. Does he have bechira? No. You see that there is such a thing. There is such a thing. Again, I don't want to get into this whole thing because it's really a side thing. But there is such an inyan that you see that the malachim come. You see there was such an inyan. You see even in Chumash, you see in Tanakh that it sounds like there is a certain inyan of bechira. But even if there isn't, it's clear in many, many sources that malachim have this desire, whatever that means, to push beyond the tchum. To go lifnim mechitzasa. Uchamay shehigid kvay kedushas avi admar. Sheshaaltiv eich shayach b'malochim ol malchus shamayim. Shano aymen b'birchas yoytzer. B'kulu makab malem ol malchus shamayim zem yizeh. So he asked his father, what do we mean in davening? When he said that the malochim makab malem ol malchus shamayim. So, that the angels accepted upon themselves the yoke of heaven. What do you mean they accepted upon themselves? They accepted upon themselves ol malchus shamayim. It's not an all for them. It's not a burden for them. What, they have a bechira or something? It's a burden for them that they accepted upon themselves the yoke of heaven. They do what they're told and finished. Beheshivli, so the Avni Nezer, his father told, he says, my father told me, Shaha'ol etzlam, what is the burden of an angel? What's the malach's struggle? Whatever that means. Shla yigshu lifnim mechitzasa. Not to do more than he's supposed to do. Tzaddikim have that too in this world. Tzaddikim that are like malachim, they have like that also. Tzaddikim that are like malachim. There's certain tzaddikim that their teva was to always say yes to everybody and to do for everybody. And there were times that the whole his gabrus of the tzaddik was to be able to say no. No. It's not right. It's not right. Because the teva of the tzaddik, the Chavetz Chaim, his teva was, you know, such, was so, the toiv, the tmimus, was so much that there's, and you have this very often with parents, no? Aren't there parents that they hurt their children by saying yes too often? Children are destroyed by that, by parents that are always saying yes. So I mean, a parent has to know. A parent also goes lifnim mechitzasa, where he shouldn't go. And Cain, lahem behechrich inyin hamshocha me'atzim litzana l'ki kaidem. Therefore, this is the secret of the angels. You know, it was nasa v'nishma. He says, "Lahem behepach inin hamshocha me'atzim litzan." Therefore, the angel, of course, first says nasa. Berak achar hamshocha shayach ha'ol shaliyik shayesim harishus. In other words, the seed of a malach, the secret of a malach is nasa, which means this is our status. Our status is that we do what we're told, and we're not drawn. God forbid, we're not drawn away from godliness at all. And they have to, and that's the old malach shemayim that the malachim are accepting upon themselves. And the nishma is the struggle, whatever that means. Again, I'm not getting into it, but that struggle that the malach has, even though they hear a voice inside telling them, you can go weiter, go, you can go further, you can get closer. The malach hears that nishma of the malach is get closer, move ahead. But he holds himself back because he to do the ratzon Hashem. He holds himself back to do the ratzon Hashem. Therefore, we compare to Malach Hasharis because we accepted upon ourselves the tachlis. The tachlis is to be completely drawn after Hashem, without a nishma. That's what we're hoping for. That's the ideal. No, it's a person, a Jew, shouldn't think that the tachlis, even though all of life is a struggle, we should know that there's a madrega beyond that. We should know that there's something that a person should aspire to find, but he doesn't have to. That he doesn't have to struggle with all kinds of dark things. And that's why I think a lot of the problems that people have with the Yetzer Hara are that they're messiahish and they run to turn on the television to look at improper things. A lot of that has to do with the fact that they're messiahish. They think to themselves, Azoy Vait, listen, Hashem should be happy if I don't do those things. You know? But what am I going to do? I shouldn't watch it. As if to say that if I don't watch it, I have to do it. It's like a, what is it, like bartering something off for the Baruch Shalom? The Baruch Shalom says, don't watch it and don't do it. So, but I had many people tell me such a thing. I said, listen, I can't. I mean, that, listen, Hashem should be happy that I, at least, you know, I don't do it. What do you mean? What kind of things that to say? It has a time from Apikars, is in it? But the, where does that come from? The Baruch Shalom should be happy with me. Stuff, I don't do those things. So I watch them, though. What does that mean? A lot of it, I believe, comes from the fact that a person doesn't set for himself those ideals. You know, that to know that, what do you mean? The tachlis of your life is that you shouldn't have a Yetzirah to fight with like that. But because we think, well, listen, we have Yetzirah, this is our life. What are we going to do? So at least I'm winning the war. I'm winning on the major front. I'm losing these minor skirmishes, you know. But at least I should win the milk. What kind of a machshav is that? You have to win in the skirmishes too. It comes out. Trouble. It comes out.
What is closer to Karlovam?
No, that's Hashem is about to say, listen.
If it's already in your life.
You have to overcome, you have to fight, but you should know. But the tachlis is to be victorious. The tachlis is to take over. Not to forever be humbling with the Yetzirah. No, the tachlis is to take over. But people figure, listen, I'm always going to have to fight with my Yetzirah. So I gotta, you know, what am I gonna do? I have to give in a little bit. So I'll try to win in other areas. I mean, that's the swerve that's crooked.
And that,
huh?
Ishmael.
I didn't hear Nish.
Ishmael.
Oh, Mishmat. Mishmat means discipline. The word Lishmo. Yeah. That's in my, that word is in modern Hebrew, they use that word. Mishmat, yeah. In the army, they say that a lot. Yeah. Yeah.
In the U.S. Army.
Not in the U.S. Army. Yeah. Well, the feet, that's also fella. I don't want to talk about that. Well, the fiha omer, yesta farish, hardish, shneak sarim, echad neged nasa, echad neged nishma. The two crowns we can now understand. One is for nasa and one is for nishma. The two crowns that when we said nasa and nishma, Hashem put, the malachim came down and put crowns on our heads. One for nasa, one for nishma. What does it mean, two crowns? Oh, but now he says a beautiful thing. One crown means that you are free from the oppressive nations of the world who are telling you to do the wrong things. And the second means freedom to be, in other words, a crown means you're a king. So claim you're a king over yourself. You no longer have to listen to what they tell you in the world. That's one crown. You rule over yourself. And the other crown is that you rule over death. You're free from the Malach HaMavis. Chayris from Malach HaMavis. What did he say? To rule over yourself. You're going to rule over the nations of the world. They're not going to bother you. They're not going to stare you anymore because you rule over yourself. As he said before, you can already rule over those kaitas of the nations that are trying to pull you down. Okay, that's the war. That's one crown that we got. With the first crown, Hashem says, children, you fought against your Yetzirah, you became rulers over yourself. I give you the crown that you are now the rulers over the nations of the world. Rulers over the forces of opposition. Because you were able to fight against the opposing forces within yourself. That's the first crown. Shivat Malkis. The Goy Kodesh, Gulios Gam Hagufa, Choyman Nokim Yiblip says, Goy Kodesh is a tachlis. That means that even the body, when the Jewish people come to Madrega with a body, no longer has even a shemet, even a drop that's drawn after Gashmius, that's already Chayinetzach, that's already Tchisa Meisim, that the body has been completely refined. That's why when we came to Hasinai, had we not fallen with the Chet Egel, the Taka, we were freed from the Malach HaMavis, right? There was no longer death. Why? Because of the pollution of the snake. In other words, because of the Yetzirah, we have to go, and that the body is drawn into ugliness, a person has to die, and then the body has to be refined and be broken down into the offer, into the dirt, and so on. That body that was sinning, that body that was drawn after the pollution of the snake. But the Jewish people of Hasinai were given the opportunity to come to a Madrega. That second crown is that the body is completely holy and pure. It's not drawn after ugliness. No, Mimela doesn't require death. It doesn't require the refinement. and the purification that death brings to the body. The body is in God's authority to call it. It's like Batkiya Samesha. The body is completely subservient to the soul. And when the body is subservient to the soul, it doesn't die. Just like the neshama doesn't die. When the neshama is completely in charge, the body won't die. Shuv ein shayach etzlam tikkun hamitzvah. No tikkun hamitzvah. Hakein zocher b'shvil amram na'aseh liyas hakesar hasheni aroshim chayris mimalach hamavos. To be freed from the malach hamavos, the angel of death. The two crowns. Na'aseh v'nishma, mamlechus kahan v'gar kadosh. The nations of the world and the angel of death. And we know that whenever there were great lights of spirituality that came into our lives, that Hashem always gave us the mitzvahs to contain these, to bring these lights, to give these lights, kalim, that it shouldn't just be some nice spiritual awakening, you know, a nice idea or a good feeling, but there should be mitzvahs, lemaisa, that can contain the light, ad shetechpas, that you can bring the light of the ur, that to bring that ore into kalim that you could use it lemaisa. So what were the mitzvahs? Alkein l'shnei k'sorim heilu yeshloim eshakein l'hem mitzvahs prisha v'hakbalah. The two mitzvahs that preceded Kabbalah's Torah were prisha and hakbalah. The separation between that took place within the families, the husbands and wives, and the hakbalah that the Jewish people shouldn't go up to the mountain. Mitzvahs prisha he kli l'shleim eshakbalah v'hakheimer. He cheis v'malach hamavis. The mitzvah of prisha, that the body is no longer drawn after any physical desires at all, that corresponds, that's the mitzvah of prisha, that corresponds to nasa. When the body itself is bechlal, not nimshach, is not drawn to things of this world, that corresponds to the madrega of nasa. Or mitzvah's hagbola, not to go up to the mountain. Shehi b'seichel shelo yigash lifnim michitzoso. It means don't go. Yeah, that it means that a person shouldn't go beyond the place where he belongs. Not to go where you don't, to stay away from where you don't belong. That's Mamlechus Kahan. The mitzvah of Hagbalah, because at that time the Jewish people wanted very much to go. And Hagbalah means to place borders. It means what to say no. Everybody has to have borders. A king has borders. A king, you have to be a melech, you have to create borders. And borders mean, I'd come, I don't, and beyond that, I'm sorry. The answer is no, I'm not going to do this. But there are, even though there are wars and there are fights, but the Lamaisa, the answer is no. Mitzvah Abolah Shiva Seichel Shal Yigash Lifnei Mechatzosu Ekli La Shlomas HaKorech HaSichli Shiz Gavel Korech HaZachayim HaKanal Lumas Amin Nat Nishma. So the mitzvah of Hagbalah was a kli, a vessel to receive the great light of Nishma, of Mamlechus Kohanim. In other words, our determination to be fighters. The kli that received that, Hashem gave us a mitzvah to prepare us and to bring that light into the mitzvahs, and He gave us the mitzvah of hakbala. Don't go beyond your mechitza. Don't go where you don't belong. See, by the secular world, is to go where no man has gone before. It's just faket. By us, it's not to go where you're not supposed to go. The whole mahalach of, you know what that is, Reuven? You remember that? The whole mahalach of the world. Is to go where you're not supposed to go, to crash a party. So you have to have these bouncers by every party. You have to have bouncers because there are people that the whole type is to go where they don't belong. And by Klaius, so we say it's a simon of a shaita. A shaita is a person who goes where he doesn't belong. That's what it means. Why does a person sin? Because there's a ruch shtus. It was a ruch shtus. An Irishkeit. What's an Irishkeit? An Irishkeit is you don't belong here. What are you doing here? You don't belong here. So Hakbalah, the mitzvah Hakbalah is saying to be a Jew means to be a melech, to be a king over yourself means that the Rebbe says to you, Rebbe, you have to use your seichel. Don't go where you don't belong. You don't belong here. You don't belong. You see yourself in a place and there are things that are going on that are not right in that place. You have to say to yourself, I don't belong here, and you leave. I don't belong here. You have to know where you belong. If you're amongst people and the people are acting in a way that doesn't become Eved Hashem, Avdei Hashem, and you see this happening, and you feel that it's cooling off your Avodas Hashem. So then you have to say it. You have to say, I can't go over here. That's my gvul. I'm not going. I can't be here. It's not for me. And when the Rambam speaks when the Rambam speaks in the day is that a person, if he can't find in society a group of people that are bringing him closer to Hashem and making him into a better person, so the Rambam says, run to the mountains. And hide it. Remember the Ram says, go to a cave. Spend your life by yourself in a cave.
try to tell that in America. There's such a hasag in America. There's such a hasag in America where people are ready to give up everything to fit into the social scene. That there's no hakbolis at all. Mimela, you see that unfortunately even in the Fruma Welt, that there are certain walls that broke down, and all of it is al menas that to create this new concept, new to us. It was never new to the world, but to us, it was the people who stood away from our sinning, a new concept that the tachlis of your life is to be a, what are they? I heard the lotion, a party animal. Is that the lotion? I don't know.
Yeah.
I used it right. I heard the kids in school told me this lotion. So, I probably said something silly, I don't know. Anyway, but I heard that lotion. The idea of the greater, if you really, the greater the person, the greater your ability to go someplace where you shouldn't be. Right? That's the whole kunst. How to get in. How to get into a place where you don't belong. And not to have borders, not to have boundaries. I mean, that's what part of getting in Ashkenaz Nakash, the Gemara says. That's why you get bitten by the snake. That's the snake of Garayit. That goof is the Yetzirah. So before Kabbalah Satorah, Hashem gave us a mitzvah of Hakbol, and Hakbol says, take it easy. And it's even in Kedusha too. You have a person who wants to be a tzaddik, and he starts to learn all the deepest mamarim and chassidus and Kabbalah, and he thinks he's going to be the biggest tzaddik in the world. And really he has to go to Mamlechus Kahanim for a longer period of time, but he thinks he's going to be by Har Sinai ready tomorrow. Why? Because he wants to make for 10 times. But you got to work on it. That's the marshal that I'm going to end. That's the marshal from Mizrach Magid. The Mizrach Magid said, I once said this before in the shul, that it's interesting, I had this back then, a guy goes into a bakery. And sometimes the bakery, they give you these, they give you samples. I always enjoy watching what you can do with those samples. That is self, how they, it's an interesting thing. But anyway, they give you samples. So the guy comes into the bakery, Mr. Jamagin said, he takes a sample, and says three samples, and he hands a piece of cake, it's a gewaldig. He tells the guy, this girl has 10 pounds, they pack him up 10 pounds, he takes the package, he starts to walk out, he says, hey, come back, what are you doing? So he says, it's free. So that, they said, that's just a time, that's a taste, but if you want to, then you have to pay. So Mizrach Magid said that you should know that sometimes you have an awakening for Hashem, you want to be a better Jew. That's a free sample. You didn't learn, Hashem gave you a taste, that you should have a taiva for more elokus, for more godliness. But then you think it's going to come to you? No, then you have to roll up your sleeves and you have to go to your assignment. It's not Pesach every day. You have to get to work. You have to work on yourself. And then after you work on yourself, so you're able to earn your keep and the covered, you buy the package and you're able to walk out with your head up. That's the state of our mind. That's true. That's how it works.